ABC Radio Australia.
Taking you over to Solomon Islands, where after a five-month layoff as a result of a major COVID-19 outbreak, schools are set to reopen at the end of this month. It's welcome news for parents, as many have spent months trying to homeschool their kids and to keep them occupied. But with Solomon Islands in the midst of its second COVID-19 wave, there's also concerns of the health risk of sending kids back to school. Carolyn Tiraman with more.
For much of the pandemic, Solomon Islands was free from COVID-19. But then, in January, the Delta variant hit. Schools were the first to shut down, and while markets and other operations reopened, schools stayed closed. But now, the Ministry of Education has announced plans to finally open classrooms at the end of this month. It's welcome news for parents like Josie and Ashley. The mother of three has been homeschooling her children, but the past couple of months has been challenging.
Like many other parents, I'm very excited for to hear this announcement. It's been a very tough first half of the year, not having our kids in school, especially with me and my partner as working parents. So when I heard the announcement, I was very pleased and excited to hear that. So I have three boys, but two of them are fortunate enough to go to the only international school in the Solomon. So that school offered them online courses, which was a really good initiative, but they came with its challenges. So the idea was to have the kids homeschooled and the school would provide online classes and courses for them. But like as a working parent, that was a very big challenge because we didn't have enough time to be there with the kids to actually sit down with them and help them through the courses. So that one was a big challenge for me.
Since the announcement, have your kids said anything if they're excited or not excited?
Yeah, so my two boys and my niece as well, throughout the first half of the year, they have been wanting to go back to school, probably because they miss their friends, I'm thinking. So I haven't actually talked to them about it yet, but I would imagine that they'd be very happy and pleased to actually go back to school.
The Ministry of Education's Permanent Secretary, Franco Roddy, says health measures will be still in place to avoid any COVID-19 outbreaks at school.
So we will continue with the public health measures and some restrictions, at least at the school level, so that, you know, they can observe social distancing as a way to avoid contraction of infection for those who might be affected or students who might be affected. So here we will enforce those restrictions as well as to emphasize both health and hygiene practices. And of course, we are going to emphasize hand washing, soap, of course, and use of hand sanitizers so that, you know, we can be assure the health of our children in the schools when they do return to the classrooms.
The closure of schools also raised serious concerns about young people being bored and getting involved in antisocial behaviors like drinking alcohol and smoking marijuana. Harry James Olikwailafa is president of the Youth Council in Honiara.
I really support the call for schools to be resumed because, from my observation, young people keep on asking their parents when we go back to school. And there are a lot of calls from young people as well. It's, you know, we have colleges, we have tertiary institutions, so everybody asking when we're going back to school. And when you look at the teenagers, I think being away from school, you can see they involve in negative social behaviors that community and parents don't even want their children to be, you know, part of those activities. When I mean antisocial behavior, I mean, you know, taking drugs, alcohol, and also like petty criminal activities that young people are exposed to. Because you understand that in Solomon Island, there's no restriction in it, so it's easy for young people to access substance drugs and also alcohol. So I believe they are looking forward to at the school. Some of colleagues who were parenting, they share their experience of, you know, their children always asking when the school, you know, started, they want to go back to school. So Yeah, I think everyone was excited to go back to school.
Solomon Islands schools will resume on June the 1st.